Blood transfusions play a critical role in saving lives. Vulnerable people such as mothers during childbirth, undernourished and malaria-affected children, victims of trauma and accidents, and patients suffering from sickle cell and other chronic diseases benefit from transfusions on a daily basis. The WHO estimates that 61% of countries in sub-Saharan Africa, South Asia, and Oceania have blood shortages. African countries continue to struggle with the problem, limiting the ability to help patients and achieve the health-related UN Sustainable Development Goals. Festus Koech is the regional manager of the Kenya Tissue and Transplant Authority.
Our aim is to collect more than units, to be specific, 540,000 per year, which is 1% of our population. After processing and screening, we issue safe blood to all the hospitals, notwithstanding private, public, mission hospitals, and even military.
The majority of blood recipients in sub-Saharan Africa are mothers during childbirth and children under the age of 5. Some organizations are pushing for blood donation campaigns to address the shortage. Thomas Obunde from the Nairobi chapter of the Rotary Club says Kenya faces a critical shortage for the population and their drive is to ensure Kenyans come out in big numbers to donate blood.
One of the things that is being done is to make sure that we are able to bridge the gap of the difference that is needed to be able to meet the target, which WHO puts at 1% of the population of any country. And so our push as Rotarians is to come together and help mitigate this gap.
This year's World Blood Donor Day global campaign theme is 20 years of celebrating giving thank you blood donors. WHO Africa says blood plasma and platelet donors in the region and the world are life-saving heroes and calls upon members of the public to donate. Obunde, however, says the challenge is to have people give blood willingly as many do not realize the need for donations.
Some people may be afraid about the donation process and sometimes such concerns about pain and needles or potential risks involved can cause people to not come out. Another challenge is just lack of awareness. Many people may not be fully aware of the importance of blood donation. They need to be aware there's a constant need of blood to treat patients with various medical conditions.
The insufficient blood supply for transfusion contributes to millions of deaths in hospitals globally. Hemorrhage is responsible for most deaths of trauma patients who do not reach to the hospital, and up to 40% of deaths of those who get to hospital. World Blood Donor Day is a celebration of humanity, empathy, and social responsibility. It is also time to acknowledge and honor donors whose action helps to save lives. For VOA Africa, I am Maureen Ojiambo in San Francisco.